Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The catcher, Greg Myers. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Greg Colbrun. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Denny Hocking. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, LaTroy Hawkins. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jorge Fabregas. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jamie Navarro. And now, play ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Knobloch reaches second base with a double. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kelly hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Myers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hawkins. Martinez moves to third. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Colbrun fields it and throws to home to get Martinez. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Coomer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Coomer moves to second. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Colbrun strikes out. 1 out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Coomer moves to third. 2 outs. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hocking strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hocking scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fabregas strikes out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cameron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cameron. The throw from Myers and he is safe. Cameron steals second. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Knobloch strikes out. One out. Roberto Kelly batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jackson who is chasing the ball. Guillen reaches third base with a triple. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Guillen tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Calbrun scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martinez for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Myers is 0-for-1 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myers for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a line drive towards the mound. Navarro reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Baines reaches second base with a double. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fabregas is 0-for-1 in the game. Fabregas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Mike Cameron, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hocking fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Colbrun is 0-for-1 in the game. Colbrun strikes out. 1 out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hocking is 0-for-1 in the game. Hocking strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snopek is 0-for-1 in the game. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Hawkins throws towards the plate. Myers fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Myers. Guillen moves to third. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Guillen tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Knobloch strikes out. 1 out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Kelly goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Myers is 0-for-2 in the game. Myers strikes out. There goes Molitor. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coomer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fabregas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fabregas bunts towards the mound. Hawkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Baines moves to second. One out. Mike Cameron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Mike Trombley now pitching. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Snopek is 0-for-2 in the game. Snopek strikes out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Guillen hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hawking settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Colbrun is 0-for-2 in the game. Colbrun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. Colbrun moves to second. 2 outs. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hocking is 0-for-2 in the game. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham strikes out. 1 out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Martinez hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Knobloch hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Guillen. Kelly moves to third. Molitor moves to second. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-3 in the game. Myers is walked intentionally. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Coomer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Baines strikes out. 2 outs. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fabregas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fabregas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Mario Valdez now playing first base. Rich Becker pinch hits for Greg Colbrun. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matt Lawton pinch hits for Darren Jackson. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton strikes out. There goes Becker. The throw from Fabregas to Guillen, and Becker is out. 2 outs. Scott Starhoviak pinch hits for Denny Hocking. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.